I'm delighted. I mean, it's it is a wonderful football club. You know, you've been sat in there this morning when we've done the other press guys as well, and I can't speak highly enough of the football club, and also the people that work at it, because the people who work at making the club a fantastic club, the ingredients, you know, the heartbeats. There's some wonderful people here, and I've seen them for the first time this morning after seeing them back in the last year. So I haven't seen them for a few months, and was really, really looking forward to coming in and seeing them, and you know, shaking hands and a few hugs with a few of the girls. It was great this morning. It was really, really a special time.
So what are your priorities moving forward, first of all?
To do this interview as quick as possible and get down and see the lads. No, I'm only joking with you there, Rob. Just obviously, my priorities, first of all, are to get down on the training ground with the players. That's really where I want to be. That's what I'm really looking forward to do. I'm really looking forward to seeing them today, even after Saturday. You know, we've got a fantastic group here, and I just want to get down and just want to get working with them, and you know, just embed a few ideas into them maybe, and get a bit of a team spirit going, because they've always had that over the years. I know sometimes it can look like Saturday, it can look like maybe there's not a lot of spirit around, but like I said, you know, there were mitigating circumstances maybe into that defeat, the type of defeat, maybe not, but there might be some circumstances why we lost the game at the weekend and not been perhaps as fresh as we could have been.
So you appreciate maybe this 2 weeks of the international break to get some serious training into the players, do you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's everything. I mean, getting to know them for a start. You know, some of the boys that were here last year. Obviously, I've got a head start with them, but I don't know all of them inside out. You know, don't forget, I only had about a month with them last year. So, you know, it takes a long time to get the ingredients into... finding the ingredients, should I say, sorry, of a person and what makes him tick. You know, what actually is it that makes him tick? Because there's lots of motivations in football that can make people tick. You know, obviously the one people will say will be the finance side of it. But, you know, there's a lot of good professionals out there, and we've got a lot of good ones here, and it might be their family, their mother and father, being proud of them, how they are. So there's a lot of things that make young men tick. And, you know, we've got to try and find the ways to get into their head and get the best performances out of them. They'll have a manager that will be strong, but they'll have a manager that will be strongly behind them.
So short term, medium term, long term, what would you like to achieve as the Blues manager?
Well, short term, I don't know if there is a medium term. I'm not quite sure about that one, because the short term plan can be as long as you want it to be. But the short term plan, obviously, is to get ourselves away from that relegation zone. That is our immediate thoughts. I think that, you know, somewhere along the line in the next couple of weeks, I want to try and narrow down, obviously, an 11 that we can work with and try and create, put some players in perhaps the positions that they've been signed to do, and then create some competition, because there's nothing like a bit of competition just to keep everybody on their toes. Longer term plan, well, for me, long term plan, I'd like to be here for the long term. That would be my long term plan, to be here for the long term, because if I'm here for the long term, it means we've been successful.
But the Premier League is the ultimate aim, isn't
it? Well, it for sure it is, yeah, for sure it is. There's no getting away from that. You know, this club, it's everything. It is everything. It is a Premier League club. You know, the people who work here are Premier League, and it's a Premier League club. We've got Premier League supporters. We've got a Premier League fan base. So we've just got to make sure that we try and do our best, our utmost best, to get the club there.